Singer Equipment Company provides industry-leading service to restaurants nationwide. Whether you're expanding or upgrading, or just need a partner to help navigate supply chain challenges, Singer Equipment Company is here for you. Visit singerequipment.com to learn more.
I'm Allison Kane, and welcome to In the Sauce, a podcast about building consumer brands from the ground up. I love doing this show because I get to interview everyone from production gurus to marketing and social media mavens, anyone who can guide me on this crazy journey. This is the story of building Haven's Kitchen sauces, but it's also the story of every growing brand because we're all in the sauce.
Today, I'm speaking with Mark Samuel, founder and CEO of Iwin Organics, a plant-based food company that makes bold, flavor-infused snacks, cereal, and granola made from plant-based proteins like peas, beans, and brown rice. A startup veteran, Mark is probably best known to all of you as a LinkedIn thought leader, a health and fitness enthusiast, and a fiercely dedicated dad. Mark and Iwin are on a mission to help others with their health and nutrition journey, and the products are available in over 5,000 stores nationwide. Welcome, Mark.
I appreciate it. That was a pretty sweet intro. Feel great.
Thank you. I hacked together a couple of things. I feel like, you know, I can send it over to you. So you're one of those guests where I could totally go through like the whole origin of you and the origin of the company and the whole thing. But honestly, I think what I really just want to talk to you about is like your pulse of what's going on in our little CPG ecosystem. I feel like you have all of this experience, like 20 years of startup lessons. I feel like, you know, you definitely have like a lot going on LinkedIn. You're clearly, you know, doing very well. I'm not ever going to use the term crushing it or killing it ever in my life. So just, I don't use that term, but if I did, you are. So I really just want to spend, and I think also tomorrow's my birthday. It's a big one. And I'm just kind of like, I want to just like cut to the heart of the heart. And you seem like the right guy to do that with.
We're going to have a huge birthday bash in the sauce. It's going to be big time, and we're nailing it today. So I'm pumped about it.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's like, I feel like maybe because I talk to so many founders, you know, you're probably doing the same thing I am. You're kind of always just like assessing the situation. And I feel like I would love, really off the top of your head, like a couple of trends or sort of through lines that you are feeling and thinking about a lot lately.
No, this is a great start to it. I can talk about 10 of them, but I bet off the back of where you're going with this, my goal here, my hope is that this is just one of those really unique interviews, right? I know just by talking to so many different people and then also being so engaged in what's going on in the space, that I say things that are fairly unique. and because they're my own and I don't really need to impress anybody. Right. Me speaking the truth and what I go through each and every day, providing value to others, it will allow for specific topics to kind of float to the top, that most people should be able to resonate with, which is the most important thing. So with that said, you want a few different things, and they're just going to be just at random, right?
Yep, totally at random.
I love it. Well, the first one that comes to mind is keto, keto diet, and that's again because somebody wrote something about it and wanted some engagement as to what we think about what's going to happen in the next however many years. So maybe that's one. Second one is just the so many people that want to get into this space. Mm-hmm. All of these new founders or those that that are in the early stages of building a CPG company. I think that's a good topic of the unknowns, the things that people should know and not get too caught up in headlines. So that's kind of a second one. The third could be, again, kind of more of a category thing. I think all of the quote unquote innovation, whether it be plant meats,
that'd be a fun one.
Plant meats, the non-dairy dairy products, that type of fun stuff. I'd say anything that's sort of made within a facility and there's a bunch of white coats and scientists involved. I think that's a fun one. And, you know, on the back of it, fourth, which could kind of close it up, which is would be more to stuff I like to talk about, which is just eating whole foods and why that's important, you know, grouping that with exercise and living a healthy lifestyle. So
awesome.
Maybe there's four.
Okay, I love it. And I'm going to take two and three and I'm going to kind of combine them a little bit, I think. Because, you know, just so you know, the background of this is that when I started, you know, I was a brick and mortar. I had a cooking school for 8 years. And when we started selling our sauces, I didn't know what category meant. I certainly didn't know what CPG stood for. I literally had no clue about anything. And so I really started this podcast when it was like called a radio show, essentially, in like 2018, and was like, what the hell is going on? Like, what am I supposed to know? What are the key things that I'm supposed to be driving to? What are they talking about? How do I speak grocery? You know, what is all of this? And that is who listens to this. You know, at this point, I think most people are early. I do have some later people that listen. But for the most part, everything that you say can and will help another founder or someone's thinking about it. And sometimes that help is great in terms of like, here's what you should be thinking about in terms of your like, you know, velocity. But a lot of times it's also like, here are traps that you are likely to fall into. So let's just avoid those. And I think you're particularly well suited to do that because like you said, you're unique, but I think you're also very authentic. And I want to bring it to number two, which is this sort of CPG ecosystem, early stage, so many people, never kind of been easier to start a brand, but also pretty hard to build a business. And I think what my big question for you is starting off that, like, there is a lot of sort of like, look at our run rate or look at how much we've raised, and you don't do any of that. And I'm wondering if you, what your evaluation is of that kind of founder rocket ship stuff, how you approach it, and if you ever feel like you're not playing a game that you should be, or that it's impaired you in any way.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there. I'll start sort of with the latter comments, right? People are telling a story and they're coming from all different ways, right? And there's almost this like fine line of narcissism that runs through it. I don't know if you pick some of that up. It's it's men and women. I don't even think that they're self-aware of it, right? I think you need to be in so many levels, you know, understanding yourself, what you're good at, what you're not. But there's this one fine line of like narcissism that runs within some of the commentary that we all absorb. Now, with that said, I think it's okay for those to be excited about what's happening with their company. I think it's okay to talk about it. I think it's okay to storytell, so long your heart is in the right place. And I'm such an optimist that I truly believe most to all are. They may not recognize the thing that I am more sensitive about, which is sort of what it does to the other people who read it. So they may get a lot of likes and a lot of yay and a word, let's go and all that stuff. But deep down, we're all such emotional creatures. And for most, especially those who are starting out or maybe even on the path, on the journey, it hurts. It hurts because there's this immediate sort of response of, why not me?
Well, do you think there's also a little bit of why not me, but also in the investor world, why aren't you doing what they're doing? Like, and in the, it's almost like there's bound to be, it's a very natural human response to be like, I'm happy for them. And also, why not me? But I think also we're in this sort of like, well, did you see so-and-so's things? Or, well, look, so-and-so just did so-and-so, you know, and we're all kind of competing in some way for the same dollars, for the same media attention, for the same everything. I don't know that it's only just us, right? It's like the whole system.
Yeah. I could go really deep on that one. And I'm just going to say some things that are kind of, you know, that are going to raise a couple eyebrows because it's not talked about enough. The reality is there's the ecosystem within the ecosystem. You know, I like that some really like to use all these buzzwords to make it seem like we're all for the people. But let's come on. You know, especially those that are in the private equity world or venture world and need an ROI. At the end of the day, they want to place a bet on money that would most likely be supported by more money, meaning mm-hmm. there's got to be a connection to a connection because they're trying to mitigate risk. It's not talked about, but I don't really give a shit. So the thing is, the who you know game not only has always been there, it will always be there.
Right.
And it's a sad fact. We do not have access to capital. They talk about it in buzzwords, access to capital, access. Yes, 99% don't have access to capital. I'll go a step further. There are so many great founders who have the chops to do this and to go, and even further, they might even have a product that is absolutely amazing. You know what the sad problem is? They don't have access to capital and they'll never make it. That's just fact. Then you got a bunch of people who are well-connected. Their dad was a banker. They went to Yale or they are affiliated in some higher echelon sort of group of life that is well-connected to capital. And you know what? Yeah. Some of those people do not have the chops and they don't have a great product. Yet they get the chance to get to bat. So it's a sucky, sucky problem. Now, I'm just going to leave one little piece to it, which is we can't dwell on that. And I'm a big, big believer in not dwelling on things that are out of your control. You got dealt a hand and so did they. So more power to them. And if you want to rest in it and think negatively, then you absolutely won't make it. But if you can somehow turn it into a superpower, please do that.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, full disclosure, my father was a banker and I went to Duke. So I'm with you. And to be very clear, like every single time I am asked to speak on every single panel or at every single entrepreneurship class or whatever, I lead with that. And I lead with it because, to your point, not enough people talk about it. And the only way I was able to open my cooking school and then leverage those, you know, that money into starting this brand is because I came out of college debt free, period. And that's an absolute privilege. And I think more people need to talk about it. And that's specifically in the game we're in, where we're making products that are not going to be profitable most likely for years. So it's access to that first chunk of capital, which like no bank is ever giving you. So of course it's friends and family. And then the second and the third and the fourth chunk of capital, which, you know, we're all sort of set up against hoping that we don't need, but most of us end up do needing.
There's two parts to that. Number one, I love what you just said, and I respect the heck out of it. You were dealt a hand. Period. Yeah. That's it. And you're playing it. You shouldn't feel bad about it. There shouldn't be some regret. There are other people like you, and it just should be spoken openly about, because not only can you help, I mean, even this thing that you're putting together, this is to help others. So we 100%. Now are going to talk on the topic of what about everybody else? And the reality is, it can be done. It doesn't have to be the one in a million story. It can be done, but you have to have the pieces in place to make sure that you at least get a chance to get to bat. And that is recognizing that knowing others and getting into a good network, as most would say, is important. That's off the back of, did you somehow get, you know, sort of provided, given? Did you, were you born with? Did you create all of these tools to have the ability to be a great operator? If you've got that and you're on the back of what I just noted, which is about you're going to have to be around other people, start familiarizing yourself with those that may have access to capital. And then you group that up with putting together an unbelievable story that you're passionate about and a great product. And now you've got some of the tools to get yourself out of the batting box and into, you know, up to plate. So it goes deep, but there's some framework.
No, and let's talk about that framework as sort of like the foundation, you know, like the four corners of the foundation, or like you've got your network, you've got your product, you've got your story. Those things all have to line up. They all have to be equal weight almost. And then you talked about, you know, do you have the tools to be a great operator? And I'd love to hear sort of dive into that a little bit. What are some of those tools? What have you learned over the years? What surprised you about what makes a good operator?
It's a really good question. I get a lot of calls and or messages, as you can imagine, right? Somebody just asked me this morning, hey, when do you go and do your, you know, do you have another group? Is there Slack where you can offer advice? And I don't have time for that. What I do instead is I try to take on a majority of those that do ping me, right? Not just those that are already in the game that I have some relationships with. We talk every so often. Hey, what's up? What's going on? You know, all that sort of stuff. But like people who are just starting out or they want to. And I can tell you, a majority of those people simply should not get into this business. It's on first phone call, and it sucks because, again, people know me. I'm an optimist. I try to live in that space, but I'm also a realist. And out of the last 15 calls, 12 of them have felt really pessimistic, like there was pessimism in the vein of it, right? And I even closed out the calls by saying, like, hey, I know this sounded bad, but it came to me and I'm telling you what I believe. You can toss it all to the wind and I'm totally cool with that too, because I hope something comes of it. But I'm not going to be the person who's a rah-rah guy. I don't believe in cliches like let's go, you know, other than we saying it, right? It's success is right around the corner. Never quit. It's bullshit. None of that is real. The people who say just keep it going, never quit, have never been in the thick of shit before. Knee deep in shit. Never.
Yep.
So you want something real? You come to me. I'll give it to you. I'm gonna be nice about it too. But framing that you know when somebody's got the chops. They ask the right questions, they're well articulated, and they just have a fundamental understanding of what they're going to do and where they're going to go. They don't even need to be CPG savvy. They just need to have those few just assets in their back pocket that can take them into any space if they wanted to. But you know, it's tough to say this, but you just know when you know.
Yeah, I think one of the things is, you know, I came to this, you know, tomorrow's my birthday. Like I said, I'm turning 50. I'm an older founder, quote unquote, as, you know, weird as that sounds to myself. But I think that there's a, going back to kind of what you said about this like fine line of narcissism, I think, and maybe this is a little bit out of turn and I might raise some eyebrows, but I think among the younger founders, there's a misinterpretation of believing in what you're making and creating something out of thin air that didn't exist. And what has to happen in your system and your body and your life to literally build something from nothing, and narcissism. Those are two different things. There is confidence, there is passion, there's this thing should be in the world and it's going to make people's lives better and I'm really pumped. And then there's I am somehow a gifted person on the planet. Like, and I think there's a misunderstanding, and I think a lot of what we pick up on is they feel like they have to be kind of, I'm so humbled to announce that I just was announced as, you know, whatever. Like, you're not humbled. That's not humbled. Like, you're not being humble right now. There's like a confusion, I think, among founders that we're talking about. Are you feeling that?
First off, you look fantastic. I didn't know you were 50, so there's an extra birthday gift for you.
Thank you so much.
I'm moving that to the side. That is another one of those unpackings. There's a group of younger founders who are living in a place that is comfortable for them, I believe, right? I say that lightly, though. Because it's sort of the world that they've been watching. You know, over the last, I don't know, maybe few years, whatever it may be, sort of the Gary Vee nation, like as far as entrepreneurship. Yeah. Remember, entrepreneurship wasn't as cool as it is today. Right. So being able to be at these swag, you know, I don't even know what they, I'm getting old too. I don't even know what to say. Like, you know, you're kind of at these little events and like I'm down. Like, I get it. I like pretty people too. You know what I mean? Like, it's all good, but I don't know if they fundamentally understand how long this will take. Right. How much, when you say passion, I have just a whole other other element, other phase of what that means to me, right? As far as like what we're doing here and why and my North Star and all that. Like creating another seltzer water because it's cool and you got, you know, some I don't even know the generations, how they call them anymore, to be talking about it on TikTok and like you sponsored one of those events and like just really cool people are there with, you know, $400 sweatpants on. Like, I understand it because I never want to be binary, right? But at the end of the day, to build something meaningful, lasting in this space, you would have to be doing that for many, many years. And I don't know if it can be done in that sort of like sort of that pocket. I hope it can be, and I really do hope that there's some of those people really are about that, right? I was gonna say about that life, you know, but I don't know. I think it's a hard one. I think that would be a hard one to see through.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk more, but we just talked for like 30 minutes straight, and now I need to need to put a commercial in, so we'll be right back.
If there's one thing we can all agree on in the restaurant industry, it's that the working world has gotten weird. It makes sense to be thinking about your options and how to build your career in 2022. Health insurance, benefits, a 401k match. A job at Singer gives you the chance to start fresh while still working in the hospitality world you know and love, but from a different perspective. Work alongside kitchen and tabletop designers to be a part of restaurant openings all over New York City and beyond. Join our team of food service experts committed to the future of hospitality. Singer Equipment Company, now hiring. Industry-leading service provided by industry leaders. Singer Equipment Company. Visit singerequipment.com/careers to apply today.
I am back with Mark Samuel from Iowan Organics. So we've been talking about, you know, founders and passion and sort of the ecosystem. And, you know, you do need this network. You do need to, this is not sexy and fun the way that it is portrayed in the media quite often. I think it's interesting that celebrities now can't just be celebrities. They have to be celebrities with a wine company or celebrities with a CBD brand or whatever. You know, I want to talk a little bit now specifically about like advice. You know, you've got a lot of sales. You've clearly got operations under control. You're innovating. You're making new categories. You know, what are just like, I want to kind of go into your business a little bit with some brass tacks for the people out there that are really looking to build something, who have, like what you said, they have a product that aligns with the story. They've got a network set up and they're really ready to put in all of the hard work and not just because of the like LFW hashtag with the rocket ship. Good?
Those are great ones. Yeah.
All right. Sales. So I've heard you say you're very focused on your lane. You don't think about the set. You don't necessarily think about who else is around. I listened to one of your interviews. I'd love sort of like a, you know, a high level thought about advice for sales and then anything sort of deeper that you think might be a little bit of a secret that you want to share with some founders.
On the note about not looking at others, I mean, that's how I've sort of always done it. I don't follow any other brands. I'm not on somebody else's Instagram page. I'm not interested in really what they're doing. I know some people, you know, especially those that are really down in deep, they're like, you got to be aware of competitors or at least, you know, somewhat, just even if it's, even if you're kind of overarching umbrella style. There's some sense, I guess, to know if somebody is innovative, you know, launches a new product, I guess, but I've said this too. I talk to the CEO of another brand that most would say we are direct competitors. Like mm-hmm. straight up, I would say if there were, you know, that list of your competitors, you know how people always put on the sell sheet, there's like six
competitors that put
the same green checkbox and they don't realize that that company that came after you uses the same green checkbox. Anyway, that's a whole other element.
No, they usually have like the red X.
Oh, the red X.
It is great. X. Yeah.
Hey, exactly. They suck. Anyway, so there, I'll probably talk on that for a sales strategy too. It's called don't be a jerk. I'm so focused on what we're doing and why and where we can take this that I don't really give a shit what anybody else is doing. And I say that with all the love in the world, meaning I want everybody else to win. I don't really care. Everybody, you know, the other 20.
You can start a company called You Win.
Yeah, we can start. You Win. We Win. Whatever. We can all win. I don't care. You know, get in the boat and let's go do this. So long you're a good person. If I get wind of something and somebody and I still don't take that as full face, I wait till if I can see them physically, touch them, talk to them and all that. If I, you know, very rarely do I come off and go, that person, something, a little something about that. So the point is all jump in the boat and let's all go win. But with that said, we're in our own sort of boat here and there's so much opportunity to build a meaningful brand that is focused on health and wellness. And the most important thing though, for me is I talk about the platform of having a platform that's bigger. This is a unique one that I don't get to talk enough about, but
yeah, talk about this.
I'm building a health and wellness platform with amazing people, right? The platform, it just so happens, is about organic legume-based foods. So we have this opportunity to go into different categories, right, that are legume-based and offer really great, better-for-you products, higher in protein, fiber, taste amazing. We hope your family eats it. Now, on the back of that is to build so much trust that my voice gets louder and louder. My voice gets louder and louder so long people are willing and are okay to listen to me, so that I can talk about health and wellness. So if you think about that, nobody really talks in that way, but I do. I want to have a really big platform to help people on their health and wellness journey. It doesn't have to be just about our organic snacks. It's about getting outside, moving your body for 45 minutes, eating whole foods. Wait, did he just say eating whole foods? I thought the guy has a snack company. Eat whole foods, dense, nutritious foods. If you want a snack because you're on the go, we hope you choose us. So I hope that framed that part.
No, I think that's actually an incredible framework, because I don't know if you, I don't know if you ever have listened to the show, but I have had a guest on. He happens to be one of my favorite humans on the planet. His name is Miguel Leal, and he's the only guest I've had on twice. And he was the CMO at Kind Bar and then at Cholula. And he just launched a new company with Daniel from Kind. But basically he was talking about, you know, every company that he knows almost that has done incredibly well has like something to it that's not the product, right? Like Kind had a platform of like goodness in a way, right? Cholula had this platform that they like, we talk about ourselves as a home cooking company. That means, like you said, we can go into all the different categories because we're not just a condiment company. It's not the product, while it's not like a afterthought, it's like you're bringing people onto the platform and then you hope that they love your product too, but you're there to provide something beyond just your product. And I think that's a really, really great sales and marketing and fundamentally, like, for those 12 out of the 15 that you spoke to, my guess is, and you tell me, they hadn't thought about like, what is that bigger picture and what is the platform that they're building? Or is it just like, there's a white space and there should be a better for you fill in the blank made with plant-based quote unquote ingredients. And we are going to pay a branding agency to come up with a really cool package design.
Most of it is that latter. Yes. You know, hey, I have an idea. And it's, I want to add this to this type. And I called a co-packer and a food scientist, you know, it's like walking down that. And they quoted me, you know, again, start there. That's not enough. It's not going to work. And you're not saying the right things already. But I want to go back. We'll go back to that because I got a good one for you. You talk on Kind, and you're right. I don't know. This is the first time I've said it out. On the three or four times that Daniel has denied my request to put in money, right? Yeah, I hope he hears this. I don't get me. It is, you know.
I don't know that Daniel's listening.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, it could get to him, but he knows. It, you know, and I know Miguel. I just actually took a great photo with him at the thing, so I don't know Miguel well enough to speak on him. But I do know Kind well enough because I used to give them all the homage in the world, especially as we were sort of growing this thing. I always said I respected that brand the most because it meant more than just the food and the offerings, right? And that really came from Daniel, the founder. Mm-hmm. So as you can imagine, when I would talk, this is how I talk to Daniel, and he has got an investment fund and all that, I would tell him exactly that. I never even wanted to talk to him about the offerings we had. My pitch to him, by the way, this stems back to your sales stuff. My pitch to him, which is, I guess that's what you call it, I'm more conversational, is, Daniel, I'm building a health and wellness platform. Help me. Help me help you. Right. And he was sitting there going, oh, I don't know what. help me help you, Daniel, because Daniel, I know what you stand for and what right. you want to build. You want to build a happier world. You want to put out more positivity. You want people to come together. Guess what? That's me. And right. I'm doing that. And I'm going to be the one to lead that charge in CPG. It's my North Star. So can you cut a check? Right. But that's how it is, because what else am I asked, right? And with the fact that I've been denied multiple times, it is what it is. That's part of this journey. But I hope that helped frame some of that as far as, yeah, you better have a big old why behind what much bigger than the product.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, it gets a little confusing. You know, sales and marketing are sort of like, you know, they bleed into each other all the time, right? Like whether it's like on the org chart or just in terms of like, obviously you can't market something if you don't have like a sales pitch, and you aren't going to get sales if you don't have a foundation. But I think to your point about the platform, you know, the platform makes so much sense when you are thinking about the why of the company, like you said, and you're thinking about why you exist and maybe where you can go into. But in terms of sales, you know, I personally have had enough, it's hard enough building relationships with the category buyers that we have. I don't necessarily want to be in several different parts of the grocery store. So when it comes to, it's almost like you start with your why, and then you kind of funnel down to, okay, what are the products that we can offer that make sense on that platform? And then what? Then how do you think about it from there?
So we knew we were going to be a platform brand from the beginning. We, you know, our ethos, organic legume-based food company. So we could go into multiple verticals off the back of that. You know, peas and beans being in the ingredient mix and being higher in protein and fiber than others in the categories, and really grow something big. But I would not suggest that to anybody. Again, unless they had this amazing story, unless they had just this big old why of why also they can do that, where they're going, why they're going there. But if somebody came and said, I've got this idea, and here's why I want to do it, and it's this product, and I want to do this, that, and the other, I'm hoping that it's like two SKUs. Because you can win there too. And it's been proven that way. It doesn't have, like anything in this space and many other verticals where you could be in tech, most don't make it, right? And it's for them 25 different reasons. But if you can somehow prove out one or two SKUs that are working, and you have an idea of why they are, you extract all the data, why is this working? Where's the market fit? And plug those away, you know, you've got a really great opportunity. So.
No, I love that. And I think, you know, it is really important to know, like, not just your why, because sometimes your why might be different from the consumer's why. Right. And I think going back to like door number one, when I first asked you, you know, things that are on your mind, keto is up there, right? Like your why might be, you know, to be Whole Foods, the consumer's why might be because I gained pounds in COVID and I want to lose them.
The keto topic and why I brought it up was top of mind again, because somebody else brought it up again recently, and right. they always want to hear my opinion on it. I speak openly about it. And sometimes I actually feel bad because I have friends in this space, right? I have friends right. who have brands that are fully focused on keto, but they also know that I speak openly and honest about subjects. I'm not a fan of diets, period. I am not a fan of keto diets, low-carb dieting. I'm not a fan of anything restrictive. They don't work. What I'm a fan of is understanding what foods do for us, having a healthy relationship with foods, proteins, fats, carbohydrates, and how to find those things within it, each finding foods that you enjoy eating and having consistency with that. Because once you do that and then couple it up with exercise and getting out in the sun and drinking water and having good sleep, your world is absolutely amazing. It is, you will never, ever feel better about yourself physically and mentally than if you are to get a hold of your lifestyles around health and wellness, which starts with nutrition, right? What are you putting in your body? So the minute that you start doing restrictive dieting, because that's what it is, and eating to not eat this, I can't eat that, I can't eat this, you get to a restaurant, you're stressed out. That's not healthy. And they've never worked. I can name 15 diets over the last 15 years. They come and they go. Now, on the back of that, I don't mind saying things like this. There is no doubt that if you were to cut out carbohydrates, you will lose weight. It's just factual. Of course you would. You are restricting carbohydrates and or sugars and the like. And so your body's going to react in that way. But that is not for long-term success. That's not for creating a healthy lifestyle. Healthy lifestyle is what I spoke about in my original comment.
Healthy lifestyle is almost like healthy business, kind of boring. And the press doesn't like to talk about it too much because it's basic and it's very simple. You know, there are foundations to a healthy body and there are foundations to a healthy business. And it's not that sexy and it's not va-va-voomy and it's not a rocket ship. It's usually just like, you know, steady and consistent and thoughtful. And, you know, it's unfortunately doesn't get enough airplay.
I work, of course it's not sexy. Unless you're storytelling that it is, or you're in this new hustle culture thing. That's great. And there's going to be a market fit, quote unquote, for that too. But what people come to me for is the other side. And people here, I work from 10 to 4. I talk about it openly. People are like, oh my God, you got to be doing this. No, you need to find balance in all things in life. I focus on my health in the morning, right? I get my kids off to school and do all that, family and health, gym, get my head straight, Then I go intense work for 6 straight hours. Then I'm home, get the kids from school, play outside, all that stuff. Balance in all things is healthy. So you can wrap that all in a bow and go back to the original comment, sort of the original subject matter, which was about restrictive this, that, and the other.
Yeah. No, and it's also, I think it's a great point about your body, your business. I know the subject now. I know the title of the episode. I'm really bummed that we ran out of time and Armin needs to go to record his next show. But Mark, thank you so much for coming on. You know, I've been looking forward to having you. I'm excited that we got to know each other this way. I think we're in for a long and beautiful friendship.
It was fun. I appreciate having me. Thank you.
Yeah, Armin, thank you as always for, you know, managing through and engineering. It's not always that simple. And so much appreciated. Listeners, thank you as always. A couple of you wrote me really nice DMs over the weekend. And I have to say, it feels really good that this is helpful for you. And I'm glad to hear it. So I thank everyone so much, and I'll be back next week with another episode of In the Sauce.
In the Sauce is powered by Simplecast. Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Instagram and Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can also find us at facebook.com/heritageradionetwork. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Subscribe to the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join the HRN family by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.